Things to talk about today for sure. You're with Bill Benica, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Yes. Yeah. Monday. Okay, I have to say this. You know, we're big Dodger fans around here, but seeing as how the Giants won the series, we have to play a different tune.
The Flying Scot, he hit the shot. The names McGraw and Melvin Ott, Bill Terry and Christy Mathewson. Carl Hubbell, he was king. Monty Irvin did his thing. Then in 58, the Golden Gate saw the Giants marching in. I'm talking baseball. Toothpick Antonelli, Giants baseball. Davenport and Bailey, McCormick, Harvey Keene, and Willie Mays. A trio of a loon came here to play. Talking baseball. The Giants by the bay. Cepeda and Stretch were back-to-back rookies, but I'll tell you, Jack, Sanford led the way in 62. Marichal kicking high. Willie's cap would fly. Nothing could match his vast attach. The legend grew. I'm talking baseball. Pierce and Haller, Hiller, Giants baseball. Pagan and Bonds and Miller. Tito, Maddox, Matthews, and Jim Ray. And Gaylord's spitting image had its day. Talking baseball. The Giants by the bay. Talking baseball. San Francisco, it's been a lot of years. Pitching, catching, hitting pretty, that's how the Giants won the city. Spending summer seasons in the sun, playing hit and run. Yeah, the Giants have tradition, position by position, and baseball is a day game after all. New names join the team to start another dream. They'll give us the thrills with Barry and Hill, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. There's Dunston and McCarty, Giants baseball. Matt Williams, home run party. Carry on, and Thompson sure can play. There's Fernandez and Beck to save the day. Talking baseball. The Giants by the bay. Talking baseball, the Giants by the bay. Talking baseball. Say hey, say hey, say hey. Giants baseball, baseball by the bay. Say hey, say hey, say hey. San Francisco, Giants by the bay.
Most smokehouse barbecue has been knocking out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ever smell coffee beans roasting? You probably will when you start buying your bags of coffee at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. Slow Roasted Coffee is expanding their own in-house store, which will feature, you guessed it, coffee and accessories. They're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's always a few free coffees for you to sample. Catch this. You'll save money with the new Slow Roasted Coffee Coin Club. Here's how it works. After each coffee purchase, they'll stamp your coin, and your 10th pound will be free. Of course, your local grocery stores still carry Slow Roasted Coffee, but now you can shop directly at their warehouse. That's right. Walk in the door, and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. You'll find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Now in their third decade, slow-roasted coffee is truly a Central Coast tradition. Mmm, that tastes great.
And now, when it rains, it doesn't flood in front of Slower's Coffee, which is pretty exciting, I thought I'd tell you that. Okay, they finally got it fixed after years and years and years and years and years of complaining. All right, here's what's going on now. This is our Who's is What's is according to the Tribune today. And you're with Bill, and I'm telling you about it. Now, Harlan history on October 29th in 1929, Wall Street crashed on Black Tuesday, herald the beginning of America's Great Depression. On this date in 1618, Sir Walter Raleigh, the English courtier, military adventurer, and poet, was executed in London. 1940, Secretary of War Henry L. Stimson drew the first number 158 in America's first peacetime military draft. 1998, Senator John Glenn, at age 77, rode back into space aboard the shuttle Discovery, retracing the trail he'd blazed for American astronauts 36 years earlier. Here's a German proverb for a thought for today. An old error is always more popular than a new truth. Ain't it so? Birthdays today, bluegrass singer, musician Sonny Osborne from the Osborne Brothers is 75. Country singer Lee Clayton is 70, and actress Winona Ryder is 41 today. I'm going to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Here's some news you can use from CalCoastNews.com on this Monday. Infighting between diverse factions of an online poker advocates group has resulted in dissolution of the two-year lobbying effort mounted by the California Online Poker Association. The group has spent nearly $2 million in its heretofore failed quest to legalize online gambling. The decision was based on insufficient progress within the legislature towards the passage of the online poker bill, Ryan Hightower, the group's spokesman, said in a statement. Disputes among the group's members increased following disagreements over profit distribution. Association consisted of two large tribes with Casino Morongo and San Manuel, and several smaller tribes and card rooms was one of the state's most prolific spenders on lobbying during the first half of 2012, dwarfing spending by companies like Chevron and groups like the California Teachers Association. And now they don't have to worry about how to split up the profits because there aren't any. They're going to solve that problem. Sometimes things just solve themselves, you know? Strange but true. All right. Story number two in a moment. I had a lot of stuff loaded in here. That's probably why. This is Paso Robles' steadily rising water rates are set to spurt again under a user pay formula. The new increase is scheduled to begin January 1st. January 1st will apply only to higher uses of water, according to a statement issued by the city's water department. The enabling ordinance approved by the city council also allows similar automatic hikes at the start of each year through 2016. With the first increase, users will pay $3.20 for each unit of water. That's 748 gallons. Residential costs for water will rise from about $17.50 to $22.50 for 7 units of consumption, from $3.50 to $41.60 for 13 units. And for heavy users, 1,500 gallons per day, the cost will go from $1.50 to $1.92. Non-residential uses will also rise. A business using 200 units or 4,987 gallons daily will be paying $640 monthly. But there's a number you can call for more information or for less information. 237-3996. That's 237-3996. Well, this is number three in less than 2 weeks. Magnitude 4.2 earthquake occurred Sunday about 5 miles northwest of Pinnacles and 13 miles northeast of Soledad on the central coast of California. The U.S. Geological Survey. Sorry. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the tremor occurred at 9:25 p.m. on the San Andreas Fault in a wilderness area. Pinnacles National Monument is a vast wilderness area of canyons and monoliths created from ancient volcanoes and seismic activity. There were no immediate reports of any injury or damage. And then because, you know, we have to have our share of the strange, I guess. I don't know why, but I guess. A 12-year-old Salinas boy allegedly hung. I'm serious about this. Hung and killed his dog. And it was a terrier mix on Friday. Police said he told them he was angry at the 12-pound dog and wanted to see it die. Shortly after 4 p.m., a 911 caller hung up before explaining the emergency, but not before a dispatcher heard the caller say he is hurting the dog. When police arrived, the occupants of the apartment refused to allow them entry. Police obtained a passkey, entered the apartment and found the dead dog hanging from its collar on the boy's bedroom door handle. Police booked the suspect in Monterey County Juvenile Hall for felony cruelty to an animal. Officers say he showed no remorse for his actions. He was mad at that dog, I'm telling you. He was really mad at that dog. It's hard to get that mad at an animal. Icky. Let's do this. Let's get to this story. Sinesville City Attorney Christine Dietrich fined Councilman John Ashbaugh $252 Friday for accepting a legal campaign contribution from County Supervisor Adam Hill. Ashbaugh admitted for receiving the two bottles of wine from Hill in addition to a $200 check, which together exceed the campaign contribution limit of the $200. Although Ashbaugh said he reimbursed Hill $30 for the wine, Dietrich determined the bottles to be worth $84. Ordinance 1538, for which Ashbaugh voted three times, requires counties to pay the city three times the amount of any illegal contribution. Thus, Dietrich fined Ashbaugh $252. And that certainly was no two-buck check there. Prior to making an excessive contribution, Hill emailed Ashbaugh to inform him that he planned to do so. Ashbaugh then responded to Hill using his city account to solicit the donation, violation of state government code, etc. Dietrich did not take action against Ashbaugh for the improper email sent to Hill, nor the numerous other campaign-related emails he admitted to sending from his city account. City attorney said in a statement Friday that she does not have jurisdiction to enforce violations of the government's code pertaining to that issue. Dietrich did, however, warn all council and mayoral candidates Wednesday not to use city email for campaign purposes after yet another personal email Ashbaugh sent from his city account surfaced earlier that day. So that's what we got. We're washing our hands of that. Okay. At 12:19, you're up to the minute with CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right. Well, obviously the big news, of course, besides the Giants winning the World Series, is on the other coast, and that's this monster storm that's going to hit. And we have continuous news about it. Well, let me see what I got here. President did speak and said, please pay attention to warnings. And they have said, FEMA said, there are going to be people lose their lives. Now, here's something I don't fully understand. There was a replica of the HMS Bounty, and it was used in the movie The Mutiny on the Bounty with Marlon Brando many, many years ago. And so it was out there, and why it would be out there, I don't know. Why, knowing the storm was coming, would you sail into troubled waters? So anyway, it sank. The people that made it into the lifeboats were minus two of the crew members, so they're soon missing, and worse. So anyway, that's really weird. Now, here's another really weird thing about this storm. People are just cleaning out grocery stores and stuff of supplies. The other thing that's kind of interesting, they showed them at a Home Depot or Costco or someplace, and they have plenty of flashlights. They don't have any more D batteries. So that's, like, really weird. If you can find a flashlight that doesn't use a D battery, you're in good shape. But they had no more D batteries left. in this one town, and probably all over the place. So anyway, there's 60 million people in the path of this hurricane, and it's going to be it's huge, and it's already starting to come ashore. Let me see. Storm tracker, I don't want that. I just saw something I wanted to share with you. Storm surge may raise the water levels 11 feet. The hurricane is 110 miles from Atlantic City right now. The top winds are 90 miles per hour. Let's see if we can join this and see what they say about this. This is huge. Well, it's two storms is the problem. It's the Hurricane Sandy, and it's the other storm. It's a nor'wester, and they decide to collide. Oh, I didn't know that's what this was going to be. It doesn't really do us any good to see this picture of this storm from up above because it's just a big swirly mess that covers most of the earth by the looks of it. So anyway, so that's the end. I don't need that. All right. So anyway, there was a thing that I wanted to tell you about. I did see. Sandy brings big unknown to the election. So that's interesting right there. Now they're talking about this is, you know, I don't know if this is because they've run out of things to talk about in this presidential campaign or what. But now they're talking about what if they tie? Well, hey, let's find out. What in the world happens if they tie? I don't know. And then they're talking about perhaps Obama winning the popular vote but losing the electoral vote. But that's you can take and change that one around the other way, too. So it gives us more to talk about. And we desperately need less to talk about when it comes to this campaign. Okay, let's get this ad out of the way, and then we'll join. In progress. It says we're doing lousy and stuff. Okay, well, we're really at the bottom in science or something. That's too bad.
And elevate our academic standards.
All right, how do we do that?
Let's do what's best for our students by investing in our teachers. Let's solve this.
Well, ExxonMobil. Whatever.
It could happen, and it would throw the race into confusion and controversy. What if President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney tie in the Electoral College with 269 votes each? There's an amendment for that. Here's how it works. In January, the new House of Representatives would choose the president, with each state getting one vote. Republicans will almost surely have the majority in that vote and choose Romney. But not Paul Ryan. The vice president gets decided by the Senate. If that's still in Democratic control, Biden would almost surely win. So, thanks to the electoral system, we could have a Romney-Biden White House. But there's also another possibility. Let's go back to that Electoral College time. These are the votes electors are expected to take based on the votes in their states. But they don't all legally have to. Some states don't have laws to punish faithless electors who go their own way. So, if there is a tie, expect swayable electors to suddenly become very, very popular to some and a source of anger to others. Josh Libs, CNN, Atlanta.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, well, all right, that's interesting. Huh? That's different. Okay, so that's what's going on with it. All right, and then the hurricane. Well, I'll just keep you up to date as we get news. They had one more story here that I can't seem to see, and I don't see the radar. It was just up there a second ago. Boy, they move them quick. You got to be quick. I'm gonna tell you that. You got to be quick on these things. Okay. And obviously one of the things that's been brought up, of course, because of this crazy storm is climate change and what's going on with that. Has it affected this thing? Here, you have this is just unfortunately one of those perfect storms things where you have the nor'wester, you have this hurricane, and you have a full moon, which makes your tides higher anyway. In case you've ever been down to the beach during a full moon and see the high tide and during a full moon, it's higher. So that's just going to makes life even worse. They're kind of hoping that it'll get to shore and start to do whatever it has to do and then start to head north and you know, get away from, especially in New York, hopefully before tonight, before later tonight, is what they're saying. But I don't know. Okay, and other news today. There's so much of it. But let's do this. Let's do this. Seismic sound off is set for tomorrow. Citizens get a chance to tell supervisors what they think of PG&E tests off the coast. And I can't imagine a lot of people are going to be real happy about it. It doesn't sound like anybody's going to be happy about it. I don't even know what it actually accomplishes. Now, here's an interesting June Stanley wrote a letter to the editor today. She said, 1981, while living in Baltimore, I was thrilled to have the National Aquarium open. However, dolphins kept dying left and right. It was finally discovered that the filtration system was making a lot of noise, and dolphins were dying from the stress it caused. Some were committing suicide. If a filtration system can cause this type of tragedy, just think what 18 air guns firing sound waves to the ocean floor for miles would do to the marine mammals. I truly question the value of seismic testing proposed by PG&E, which hopes to better predict earthquakes. Did we predict any of the three that we just had? I don't think we did. So I don't know where that's going to go. That's gone. All right. New York Stock Exchange is shut down today. Airlines have canceled more than 7,400 flights, rather. Officials raised the death toll from Hurricane Sandy in the Caribbean to 65. It's just a big mess. Boy. All right, moving on. Moving on with other stuff that's going on. Well, this is I'm not sure this is front page news, but anyway. Here was a worker at Yosemite, and she had, you know, this was kind of new to her, and so she decided to not go a hike. She decided to go for a walk. There's a difference, I guess, to her. But she managed to fall off of a cliff about 35 feet and hurt herself and break a backbone and all that. So she was out there for 3 days before anybody, you know, found her. But she was she survived it pretty well. But okay. There was a Santa Maria man killed and two injured on a head-on collision in the Pomo on Saturday evening. Here's Affleck's Argo finally the top spot, and we'll talk about this with Jim D on Thursday. Do movies still matter? Film industry scrambles to reconnect with pop culture and people's imaginations. Well, that's because they've gone beyond what people's imaginations are. Isn't that true? I could not have imagined Avatar. I couldn't do it. Sorry. I sit there and think about it all day long. I'm going to come up with it. Couldn't come up with the flying birds. And then, of course, yesterday was Dia de los Muertos. Saturday, and celebrated by Hispanics all over. Okay. I have another one. Is political. All of a sudden, somebody's leaving things, which is kind of interesting. And community service director for Atascadero is leaving after 38 years. Brady Cherry, Atascadero's longtime community service director, will retire at the end of the year. Been in public service for 38 years, 18 of which were spent in his leadership role serving Atascadero. I can truly say it's been my pleasure to have worked with all the remarkable people, etc. Cherry was 57, told the Tribune that it's a variety of people he's had the opportunity to work with that I'll miss the most. All right. He plans to spend time with family, including his wife Cindy, their three college-age kids, all that kind of stuff. He'd like to attend more of his son's baseball games, enjoy his own fitness endeavors, and see more of the world. Well, okay then. All right. I remember when I was in the Navy, I often said to myself, is there any possible way that we might be able to see less of the world?
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What have you done for your marriage today? While you're thinking, here's what other people had to say.
My husband and my daughter and I went for a walk together.
Well, and it's going to be her birthday next week, so I've been spending time today making arrangements to make that extra special.
I called my wife on the phone and I told her, Sue, I love you. And I meant it.
I flirted with my husband like when we first got married.
I have carried my wife's purse.
What I have done for my marriage today is give my wife a break, take the kids out, have a good time so she can just relax.
I know I didn't fight.
What have I done for my marriage today? Wow. I don't know.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
I read the newspaper to my wife, and it cracked her up.
What have I done? I'm actually giving my wife the rest of the day off from me. She's going to visit with her girlfriend.
What have you done for your marriage today? Try something new to make yours great. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computer's first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
Boink. Hey, you're with Bill. Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS today. And it's 1236, and it's supposed to be pretty decent today, like 80-ish, 70, 80, somewhere like that in San Luis Obispo, so not too bad. Other things that are going on in our world. This is interesting, not from some of the emails I get from people, but anyway, a poll finds voters would bar access to schools and hospitals, but the Californians are more tolerant of illegal aliens. Does that sound tolerant? Okay. In the other 2 decades since California voted to bar undocumented immigrants from utilizing public schools and hospitals, the state's electors have become increasingly tolerant toward people who are in the country illegally, although it remains tough on border security and enforcement. We obviously don't know what we're talking about. It's what this thing says, so that's it right there. Okay. Okay. Oh, and we had a successful splashdown on an unmanned Dragon freighter carrying a stash of precious medical samples. Remember from the International Space Station? That had whiz and blood and all that in there. That was really important to somebody. All right, the supply ship brought back nearly 2,000 pounds of stuff. Perhaps the most equally weighted cargo was nearly 500 frozen samples of blood and urine. I told you that. The Dragon is the only delivery ship capable of returning items now that NASA's shuttles are retired. Atlantis made the last shuttle haul to and from the station in July 2011. So now we have just the people are doing it themselves. We got the private industry, which in a way is kind of pretty great. How much money would we have saved if we had private industry have done it to begin with? I know, you don't think about that. Don't think. Don't even. Don't. 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 Tax havens and shy and debt-ridden Europe. This is very interesting. Many countries look to hike their rates. France's super tax is now 75%. Now, that applies to income over $1,300,000. But take Belgium, $50,800 is 50%. Let's see what UK is. 50% over 240,000. Australia, I'm rounding this off, by the way. Australia 45% over 193, Germany 45% over 363, Italy 43% over 108, Japan 40% over 323,000, South Korea is 35% over 82,000, U.S. is 35% over 379,000, and Spain is 23.5% over 253,000. So the roughest one, really, quite frankly, is Belgium. With a 50% tax rate on anything over $50,800. Well, I wasn't going to Belgium anyway. So I'm okay. All right. Do you know anybody that's been to China? Have they just talked about the pollution in China when they've come back? I mean, you can cut it with a knife. I mean, like really bad, like LA used to be, but there's some worse stuff in it. If that's possible. Anyway, but I sadly have known people that have contracted lung ailments they've not survived in China. And so there was a big protest in China because they wanted to expand a chemical plant, and the Chinese were going crazy, saying that this petrochemical plant, they don't want to have any more to do with it, and they decided to want it bigger. You can understand that. Kind of really weird. The air you breathe is your last. That can't be good. No matter how you look at it, that can't be good. All right. Let me do another check on what's going on. Let's make sure we know what's going on Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. No, there's nothing new. There's this broken crane in New York City. It's hanging from a building. I think it's an 80-story. It's going to be a high-rise, apartment building? Condos. Anyway, that would have to be pricey. Okay. Something went away that was here that I wanted to play for you, and I have no idea where it went. Okay. Let's not worry about it, Bill. Let's go on with other things. There's a happy story about a football team that befriends a bullied girl. The whole football team said, "Here, you're our kind of gal." So we need to have happy news like this. Probably have an ad first. Then we'll have happy news.
4G LTE is the fastest. So, which super fast 4G LTE?
Okay, so they're showing you a chart, and it's Verizon, and you know they're on a college campus. So the college campus kids are trying to look at it, saying, "You don't really think that we're so dumb we can't see that, do you?" Well, we don't know. We're not sure. Because the junior colleges are canceling remedial stuff. So it's not easy to know anymore. It's just not easy to know. All right, let's join the story now.
This story starts with high school hierarchy, the kind where kids like Carson Jones and Tucker Workman lead the undefeated Queen Creek football team.
Senior year, you know, everything pretty exciting. A rush, but then, you know, it goes by fast, but it's fun.
While students like Shai Johnson just try to make it through the day.
And the girl threw trash at me.
They were throwing trash at you? How did that make you feel?
Mad.
The 16-year-old sophomore was born with a brain disorder, and bullies have always been a part of life. Until this year, when her mom called on a family friend for help. It was Carson, starting quarterback Carson.
I emailed Carson, told him that Shai was having some issues, was just wanting some names, and he took it a step further and went and gathered Shai up at lunch, and she's been eating lunch with him ever since.
From first hour through the end of the day, Shai's guys make it a point to look after her, and this group's newfound friendship has changed the game.
They've either, like not bullied her anymore because I guess they, like, seen her with us or something.
They're modest about their small act, but to Shai, high school is a new world, a safe one.
You say, "You're my team. These are my boys," right?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because they're safe me, because I won't get hurt again.
All because a group of boys broke those silly social rules, and through it, earned a loyal friend.
It feels good to know that, you know, we help someone else, you know, because, I mean, we're doing good, you know, everything for us is going well, but, you know, someone else needs to feel good, too.
Really not meaning, because all my boys love me so much.
See, that happy ending story, I like that. All right, so they take care of that young lady. Cool, cool story, I liked it. Cool. Speaking of schools, though, here's the thing. I can't imagine a teenage boy would do this, or more than one teenage boy. But here's the school suspensions over tweets stir criticism, because here's the deal. These boys tweeted, and then what do they call it, retweet? Is that you forward on a tweet? Is that what's a retweet? So they tweeted, and here's how they described it. A student wrote a demeaning comment that sexually objectified a female teacher on the social networking site Twitter, which basically means he called her a babe. And maybe not in those terms, but anyway, that's what he basically said. And so, but you're not supposed to say that about your teachers. Heavens knows we didn't. Yeah, right. Anyway, but here the issue here is that this is happening outside of school. So one kid said, "I wasn't even thinking about it. When I got it, I kind of laughed and I retweeted," he said. Anyway, you don't go out looking for little comments on the internet, but when it threatens or compromises a person's sexual integrity or their comments or threats pertain to school safety, then that does become school business, they said. That's up for discussion, I suppose. They say that they have something to prevent that. It's called parents. Parents aren't going to do anything. They're not going to out maneuver adolescents. Sorry, not going to happen. Hormones, I'll tell you, raging hormones are going to take over right there. Okay, other people in the news today. There was another story I thought I was going to tell you about. One other thing I wanted to tell you, this was a cute cartoon today in the Tribune. It says GOP rape crisis hotline with the elephant sitting there, and he's on the phone saying, "Was it legitimate rape or a gift from God rape?" Okay. All right, this has become really a huge, huge thing. And we're back to this business about pedophilia. You know, and of course we had it with Penn State. Then we had it, you know, the Boy Scouts they were talking about. We've had it with the priesthood. And it's like, what the? It just makes you scratch your head. Unless you're into it, I guess, you know, then it does make you scratch your head. But it's amazing to me how many people. Police investigating child abuse allegations against the late BBC television host Jimmy Savile.
arrested former glam rock star and convicted sex offender Gary Glitter on Sunday. Police would not identify directly the suspect arrested, but media, including the BBC and the Times, reported it was Glitter, who's 68 years old. But anyway, he's been in trouble before. He's accused of convicted of child abuse charges in Vietnam. Oh, remember this guy that went to Vietnam? Oh, yeah. Because I guess they felt, well, we get away with it in Vietnam. Yeah, apparently not. Okay, so that's really kind of weird. All right. But they say there's more people involved in this whole thing. It's just going to be really ugly by the time it's over, and it's already ugly. Interesting trial here. Severe racism as type of abuse is argument in trial. A 12-year-old accused of killing his neo-Nazi father says the Riverside boy was conditioned to violence. And so this is a strange tale of this young man who finally was sort of so fed up with his father that he shot him while he was sleeping. And just said that, you know, it's complicated by this age and the fact that his father was a rabid neo-Nazi. And those facts, they raise several more philosophical questions, which we just did. Conditioning and physical abuse in the home. He's been conditioned to violence, Hardy said. You have to ask yourself, did this kid really know what this act was wrong based on all those things? So, there it is. Well, other things happening. We have more hikers missing in California, Sierra Nevada, so they're out looking for them. At least they told somebody where they were going, which is helpful. Massachusetts shut down another compounding pharmacy after a surprise inspection last week found alarming conditions that called into question the sterility of its products, state officials said Sunday. And then they suck. They're really, the people are just sitting there nail-biting. The people that know they've had an injection, they don't know what's going to happen to themselves. 25 people have died, at least 344 others have fallen ill. As many as 14,000 people are thought to have been exposed to this fungal meningitis. Officials in Hawaii reopened the state's ports early Sunday after canceling a tsunami advisory over fears of waves generated from a powerful 7.72 magnitude quake off the coast of Canada. But, you know, that's, you know, these things can go across the ocean, you know. So I guess there was a little bit of a storm, a little bit of a surge in Maui, but about 5 feet. Well, luckily we get them before these things happen, I guess. The Indonesian counterterrorism police conducted a series of raids over the weekend leading to the arrests of 11 people accused of planning terrorist attacks on several high-profile targets, including the U.S. Embassy. And the you know the UN-backed ceasefire, you know how well they've worked in the past? Nah, it hadn't worked any better this time. We're in Syria, let's not go. Okay. Okay. It's just not happening. Now, here was it's interesting in this story what was left out. It's interesting. Yeah, not like that. It's interesting in the story what was left out. In sports today, of course, we have the Giants. But then you have Randy Bernard, who stepped down as CEO of IndyCar on Sunday, bringing an end to a three-year reign that was disrupted this season by several attempts by team owners to have him ousted as head of the series. Now, you have to remember that what they did was they had an ill-conceived idea, and it was his, of, if you remember, they ran Formula One cars on a oval stock car track, and they had and it resulted in people dying. And so so a lot of people pointed fingers and said it was unnecessary, it should never have happened, that kind of thing. Other people said, well, these people volunteered to drive in it. There was a lot of money involved. So that's what happened. Anyway, the interesting thing is he was head of the PBR, Professional Bull Riders Association, here in California, and they don't mention that anywhere. He studied agriculture at Cal Poly. He came from King City, graduated there. He worked full time at the marketing and entertainment department at the California Mid State Fair. So it's interesting what they do tell you and what they don't tell you. All right. IndyCar is coming off arguably its best season in series history. Menard introduced the first new car in 9 years this season, and the on-track product was perhaps the best in auto racing. So, I don't know. He just said, I'm not going to comment. So, who knows what that's all about. The team, I would imagine the team owners have got a lot of pull. You know what I'm saying? They got some dough.
Just letting you know that. Polly lost on Saturday, as you may have heard. That's a first loss, 7-1. Notre Dame is off to an 8-0 start. So the Fighting Irish became the latest team to move past Oregon on Sunday, taking third place behind Alabama and Kansas State. The Ducks remain fourth. So, and we have the Ducky people coming down to visit here next week, I think. Maybe it's the week after. Okay, we'll be hearing a lot about that. We'll be hearing a lot about that, I can tell you that right now. Let me see what else I got going on here. Oh, here was I know there's something here I wanted to share with you. You know, Bill Benica, by the way, this is Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, and we're 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo, and at the moment we're phoneless. I don't know that that's ever going to change, to tell you the truth, but I can keep hoping. I mean, that's the best you can do is to hope for stuff and wait for stuff to load. I really did. I kind of overdid this thing a little bit. It's my problem. All right. Now, here's an interesting story about educators are feeling neglected by the politicians. They're like they're not really talking about education a whole lot. So, but there's a lot of things they're not talking about, so I wouldn't feel alone in all that. I'm feeling very alone in the fact that all I want to do is make this thing play. Come on, please. Okay, here we go.
Radio.
There's an old saying, I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, I can't hear your words. Your actions are too loud.
Joe Marinelli has been a substitute teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District for 19 years, and he's not satisfied with the attention politicians put on education, especially in this election.
The omission of education in the debates is very loud to teachers. By omission, in context of this debate, I mean education was not a topic. It was brought up here and there, but it was not a topic that we addressed and had an intelligent discussion about. Just wasn't there.
I'm CNN's Jim Roop. For educators, this election is more proof that education policy is something that isn't being adequately addressed by the very people who claim it's an important issue.
We've got to improve our education system. We've got a program called Race to the Top that...
President Obama did mention a few times his ongoing Race to the Top initiative, the selective federal grant program meant to spur innovation and reforms to education, but that was not in response to a direct question about education by moderator Jim Lehrer in the first debate. Many teachers are not happy with Race to the Top, or as Marinelli says, with Education Secretary Arne Duncan for that matter, because of the program's requirements for expanded teacher evaluations, a teacher's success tied to standardized test scores.
If you're going to base, you know, salaries on a test score, and you are teaching in a community that the culture of that community, whether there's gang life involved, first-year immigrants or whose parents may not have gone to college and don't know, you know, how to work out as a student. You've got to come home and do your homework. If you don't have homework, you're going to read. Well, is the teacher going to want to teach in that, in that community that is lower income, and chances are their scores are kind of, you know, they can rise. Those kids are very intelligent, don't get me wrong.
So you're not going to get good teachers in lower income neighborhoods because the test scores will be inherently lower and therefore the pay low.
Yeah, you're asking someone to take a lower paying job.
We have every 2 years tests that look at how well our kids are doing. Fourth graders and eighth graders are tested in English and math.
Governor Romney in the debates talked a little bit about Massachusetts' success while he was governor. But really, the education reforms there were voted in by the legislature some 10 years before Romney took office. According to his website, if elected president, Romney would reward teachers for results instead of tenure, which many teachers take to mean teaching to the standardized tests in order to get merit increases. Romney also says he'll expand parental choice, which translates to mean charter schools, that many feel creates an elitist system within the public school system. But there is little else in the way of detail for any of these ideas, and that is what has teachers like Marinelli upset. However, Marinelli says all of that really doesn't matter. To him, what matters is how the conversation about education over the years has been stuck on test scores. He says it's focused more about the end rather than the means.
It's all about the results. and not about the process. It's not about the doing or what the doing does. It's about what did you get done.
Marinelli, even though he is a substitute teacher, works every day. He says he has a unique perspective on the education issue from inside and out, and has developed longer relationships with students than most full-time teachers.
I'm certainly able to see many different classrooms in many different schools. If I go to the high school, well, I taught them in middle school. You know, so it's an interesting thing to watch these kids in middle school and in high school. You have you get to connect with them for more years than a regular teacher who's at either a high school or a middle school.
He's won a few honors, too, including Teacher of the Year in 1998. He says education is more than about what happens in just 1 year.
I don't see any tests or polls that are done on how these kids do later in life, only what they've done in the classroom in that year. And so our state test scores are low right now, but these kids become incredible entrepreneurs. There's no record of that. So I think we're off on how we're measuring our success as well.
We clearly need some new thinking when it comes to education, but it hasn't risen to the list of priorities for either candidate.
Dr. Carol Swain is a professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. She says when it comes to political solutions to education, it's tricky.
It strikes me that neither candidate has a clear idea of what to do. Like, we're sort of stuck in a rut. We have been for decades.
Swain says the problem is that although most people feel education is a priority, it is largely viewed by most Americans as a local issue. Yet the federal government is involved. For example, if states don't agree to meet certain federal standards like opening more charter schools or using test scores as a way to evaluate teachers, they won't qualify for any of the $5 billion in Obama's Race to the Top federal funds. 80-year-old retired California teacher Dr. Robert Rose agrees with Marinelli and Swain. In fact, I cannot find anyone who disagrees with these three on the subject of national standards. He says you can't handcuff a teacher with federal standards.
Everything is top down. Now, how can Obama tell me, as a classroom teacher, that I should be teaching something specific to a specific class when he doesn't know anything about the composition of this class? And yet that's the way the management is.
He says there is so much that is wrong with the federal involvement in education that if the candidates began to expand on their plan or policy, they'd dig themselves into a hole that would anger teachers and parents alike. Vanderbilt's Dr. Carol Swain agrees and thinks that's why education is being largely ignored in this campaign.
It's not a clear win-win for either candidate.
She says because neither candidate could come out on top in a discussion on education reform, neither one wants to venture into that political minefield. Jim Roop, CNN.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at the 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
They do, they do. This is 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. I'm Bill Blanco. Thank you for joining me.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see? When you're dating with your baby in the last row of the balcony.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shushan, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes.
Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Musical fun for kids of all ages. This is Soundbites, and I'm Jan Ziff. What can a zany, green-faced 409-year-old witch do for your kids? She can keep them entertained while teaching them. She's Hecate, and she's the star of a delightful interactive app for every kid's iPad.
Today, I am the angriest witch in the whole world. Everything's gone wrong again.
Hecate combines the wit and whimsy of traditional English storytelling with the latest technology to give kids something new, educational, and that'll keep them guessing what'll happen next. Hecate's imaginative adventures are based on stories by Anne Rucklin, once the musical storyteller to Prince William and Prince Harry. And if the voice of the witch sounds familiar, you're right, it's me. The Hecate app's available for iOS and Android. Visit her today at www.hecate.com. With Soundbites, I'm Jan Ziff for CBS News.
On Thursdays at 106 and 7/8, Talk is Cheap is delighted to bring you Reel to Reel.
With your host, Bill Benica.
And the Palm Theater's Jim D.
We spend time chit-chatting about all things movies, with current hits to box office flops.
And, of course, all the great movies for the week at the Palm. Luckily, Jim is very knowledgeable about the industry.
And as luck would have it, I'm pretty knowledgeable about the movie industry.
Jim and Bill on Reel to Reel Thursdays at 106 and 7/8.
We're only in it for the movies.
We're all in it for the movies, by gosh. That's right. You're with Bill Becker, Talkers Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, and I thank you for joining me today on this Monday. That's a pretty good day. Here. Elsewhere, not so good. Other places, not good at all. All right, let me get organized here. Okay, let me get to where I need to be. And that's right here. Let me see if we have any new news. You would think, you know, it's interesting. When you have political news, there's new news every 5 minutes when it centers around politics. You have a hurricane that's about to slam into New Jersey. That's really upset me. Into Jersey, and we don't have anything. Okay, top winds are 90 miles an hour, though. This thing's a monster. And then elsewhere inland, it's going to snow. It's like, really, 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 really strange, in my opinion. All right. Get to other things that are going on. Well, they had this story in the news, and this was in yesterday's paper, and they're not saying anything about it, so we don't know exactly what happened. But a CHP officer and a suspect were wounded in a shootout, so we don't know exactly what happened. Then there was a road rage incident in Paso Robles, where they got road ragey, and then the guy got out of his car, and then he got back in his car, and then the woman got out of her car, and her son got out of the car, and then she punched the guy in the head through his open window, and then he beat the glass with a baseball bat, and so they were both arrested on $100,000 bail because that was not right. Okay, all right. Here's some more. Wait. Here we go. No. Now, here's people that are just crazy. They're out in the middle of this thing. Here's the people who were rescued from the HMS Bounty. Here's damage inside a cruise ship. But you're not going to be able to see it, so I'm not going to do it. Long Island is flooding big time. Other things. Let's just move on to other things, shall we?
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. So I guess we'll get the word on that CHP officer at some point. Find what's going on. We don't even know his name. All right. Now, this is I remember hearing about this on Friday. I think it was on the news right when I was leaving. And so here's the deal. I wasn't actually leaving. I was done. So here's the deal. Here's what it's about. This is an Australian artist has installed a one-way mirror in a Vienna cafe that allows men to peek from their restroom into the ladies' room. Then what he's going to do is, after a week or something, he's going to put it so the ladies can peek into the men's room. Now, he calls this art. It's... You know what it's really called? It's perversion is what it's called. Right? So why would you go use the bathroom knowing that this was... Do people not know? Do they not? Women in the sink. He told the people that women get the turn in January. Oh, in January, the mirror is reversed to let them look at the faces while they stand at the urinal. How special is that? You can't hardly beat that. Men have adapted a very blank look, you know, when they stand in the urinal. You got a wall, you know, it's right, you know, a foot away from you. And, you know, so places that are really cool, they'll put, like, sports pages up and stuff. I love that. Like, you get something to read while you're standing there staring at the wall. Otherwise, you just stand there staring at the wall. You can just stand there staring at the wall. Okay, let me see if I can get something else that I'm trying to find for you. Okay. But you can tell I'm having a heck of a time finding something. I'm having a heck of a time. Okay. Here is a new, let's do a ridiculous thing, because here's the question. Would you pay to be slapped in the face? Is the question. Would you pay to be slapped in the face? That's a tough one.
Yes, time for the ridiculous. And tonight we're bringing you word of something that has probably been missing from your beauty regimen. Just speaking in general for a moment here, I don't think it's fair that women, sometimes men, but mostly women, are made to feel that they have to go to extremes and sometimes painful lengths to look a certain way. The eyebrow waxing, the Botox, the facelifts, that prescription for so-called inadequate eyelashes, whatever that is. There's even a deodorant that's supposed to make women's armpits more attractive. That's right, armpits more attractive. It's madness, all of it. But at least no one was suggesting you get punched in the face to try to look younger until now. Yes, there is a place in San Francisco that will slap you in the face in the name of beauty. It's supposed to help wrinkles look smaller and make the skin firmer, and it isn't just for women. On Good Morning America, reporter Nick Watt tried it out, but he didn't seem to notice the results, so he had to get some help from the owners.
You see a jawline right here? And this side, you don't see a jawline.
So this technique is supposedly a Thai tradition passed down from generation to generation, although Nick Watt wasn't afraid to cut to the chase on that one, perhaps because he had just been slapped in the face for 15 minutes.
You can say anything's with ancient Thai wisdom and everyone will think it's great, but actually it's not rubbish. No?
This is definitely not rubbish. This is very serious.
My D. You may be wondering how much it costs to let someone slap you in the face. It's $350 for one treatment. Yeah, $350 for one face slapping in a specific area. Or for $1,000, you can really treat yourself to a full course of face slapping, choosing from the following styles. Face slapping to look like a celebrity, face slapping to look younger, and face slapping to charm your significant other. Of course, the big question is, does it really work?
Of course, there is no medical evidence this really works, although doctors concede it might improve circulation and bring on a healthy flush.
Look, I don't want to sound cynical, because apparently this face slapping thing has been going on for a long time in other parts of the world, and they're not stopping the face either. Oh, no.
In Thailand, for years, they've been slapping faces and chests to enlarge, and something else that roughly translates as butt punching.
It's to firm the butt. It's to help shape the butt, make it bigger as well.
By punching it.
Correct.
All right, listen, can we just call the game right here and just admit there's already too much emphasis on looks before we expect people to make room in their budgets for cosmetic butt punching? That's a sentence, by the way, I never thought I would say. Cosmetic butt punching. Bottom line, there's entirely too much pressure surrounding these unrealistic beauty standards. I, for one, think it's a total slap in the face.
Thank you. Wow. You have to admit, though. Well, what's that about? What is that about? Come on. If this was true, then cage fighters, you know, the cage fighters, you know, they would be the handsomest people in the world. And I have to tell you this, they're not. That's not going to work. All right, let's see what else is going on. Chuck Berry honored as a music master. Still rocking in 86, music legend Chuck Berry promised comeback Saturday with six new songs, somewhere in 16 years ago. So he was in the museum's first inductee in 1986, called the award an enshrinement in the Rock Hall of Great Honor. So they mounted a special exhibit there. Billy Idol helped a fan celebrate his 26th birthday. Somehow the fan talked him into doing it. Okay. Lal Wayne was relieved from the hospital because he had a severe migraine headache and dehydration. Okay. Kardashian makes splash at the party. Kim Kardashian wear a nautical-looking outfit, could sail her to safety if need be. Okay, the joke that her boyfriend Kanye West. Okay, you know, this is interesting. This is when two people have no taste. They're made for each other. Thank you. Thanks God for working on that. All right, okay. Then we had our tweet thing that I thought was rather remarkable myself. All right. You're going to think that I'm kidding. I think I'm kidding when I tell you the story. I think, well, you're reading it, but it can't possibly be so. It just can't be so. This is foolishness beyond any foolishness I've ever heard in my whole entire life. It's not a joke or a Halloween party, because they actually had hundreds of Marines and Navy special ops soldiers, police, firefighters, and others prepare for, are you ready, a zombie attack. The October 21st training demonstration during the summit at a 44-acre Paradise Point Resort in San Diego Bay. Everything that will be simulated at this event just already happened. It's already happened. It just hasn't happened all at once instead of the same night. Come on. This is a new popular thing. The first, the vampire thing got it going, is why. And then after they ran out of vampire stuff, they decided to get into zombies. Remember it was a movie with Woody Harrelson where he's a zombie, you know? Anyway, it gets foolish after a while. What's going on? All right, let's see what else we got to say today. As election years, cries of voter intimidation. Okay. Here's Hurricane Sandy swallows a presidential campaign sign. That's not all it's going to swallow, I'll tell you that. Things are bad. Things are bad and getting worse. All right. Has
tens of thousands without power now at Sandy Insurance. They say it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, as you can imagine. Let me see if they're going to pay for it. I had a little hourglass. I was excited about that. Okay. I was excited about the hourglass thing. Let me tell you what else is going on. Authorities say two suspects were dead after a pursuit and shootout with police at the Central Valley City of Visalia. So there's another one to shoot out. So that's another one we're hearing about. There's a lot of stuff going on, as you can tell. All right. That's from 11 o'clock. That updated the house. Here's a Virginia neighborhood that's already flooded by Sandy. Sandy's too nice a name. Call it Hurricane Sandy or something, so it has some impact. So Sandy sounds like, someone lives next door. Flooding a huge threat with many areas, potentially seeing rainfall amounts between 5 and 8 inches over a 48-hour period. The full moon will make storm surges worse, as high tides along the eastern seaboard will rise about 20% higher than normal. Are you prepared for Hurricane Honey or food, say Hurricane Sandy constituency? They suggest today that one of the things you do is you have an ice cream eating contest. If your electricity goes out and you've got your freezer there, have an ice cream eating contest. Well, you could have a frozen food eating contest, I suppose. Anyway, it's, here's what they're predicting at this point. Kimball Shore tonight in New Jersey, actually has moved up in time. They cut across into Pennsylvania, traveled up to New York State on Wednesday as the storm closed in. Forecast of the combination of Sandy with the storm from the west and the cold air from the Arctic could bring close to a foot of rain in places, potentially lethal storm surge to 4 to 11 feet. So I think we haven't learned anything here with those. And once again, the airlines have closed more than, have canceled more than 7,200 flights, which is huge, of course. Just huge. And I'll tell you what else. Let me give you just at least this update right here.
Strong waves crashed into the shore of Delaware as Hurricane Sandy intensified. The National Hurricane Center says the massive storm has turned to the left and is expected to make landfall sometime tonight or early tomorrow around Delaware Bay and the New Jersey shore.
Stay inside. These next 24 to 36 hours are going to be times when all of us need to hunker down.
Hurricane force winds extend 175 miles from the center, and the storm is combining with two other weather systems to create a superstorm.
We could be 200 to 300 miles away from the center during this event and still get some very, very bad weather, dangerous or even life-threatening conditions.
Here in Rehoboth Beach, the waves are already reaching over the boardwalk and are heading inland. Officials say the storm surge plus high winds could mean major damage up and down the northeast.
I've been here 40 years and I haven't seen it as bad as it is right now.
In New Jersey, streets around the boardwalk area in Atlantic City are starting to flood. The casinos are all closed. With the storm about 800 miles wide, extensive power outages are expected.
It may still be days before crews can get to some of the areas if this storm is moving slow.
Meaning Sandy may be affecting nearly 50 million people for quite some time.
Holy dump truck. 800 miles wide. What the heck is that? In any case, that's what's going on with some of what's going on with Hurricane Sandy. But I'll keep you up to date for this next half hour and then we'll see what happens after that. It's really amazing. I've never encountered anything like that. Okay. Other things are happening. Well, this is bad news. Racist attitudes rise slightly in 4 years. Survey finds 51% of Americans express explicit anti-black attitudes. Compared with 48% in a 2008 survey. And
President Andy Black's sentence rose to 56%, up from 49% during the last presidential election. We're not doing all those people. You know, so they had the zombie attack. Oh, my God. I'm still having a hard time with that, sir. This military actually participated in this. So they watched there was a zombie attack. I never remember doing any special maneuvers in case, you know, like Martians came down or something. Well, not Martians, but some of them. I never could have been Martians back then. We didn't know. Anyway, here's another one of these things. There's a whole lot of stories in here today, in our news, all in everywhere, about what they're not telling you much. So here what they've done is they've replaced the top admiral in Gulf, they said that he's coming home. They call it reassignment. So anyway, this is the carrier strike group in the Middle East. The San Antonio Navy replaced a carrier strike group commander during its deployment. The Navy did not reveal details of the allegations, citing only an accusation of inappropriate leadership judgment. That's what Alan says. Inappropriate leadership judgment is what it was. Whatever the heck, what does that mean? Does anybody have any idea? I don't. Anyway, let's listen. But if I'm a sailor, they're probably sexual in nature, right there. Yeah. I wish we had I don't have a better update for you for Hurricane Sandy. I wish I did, though. I just think it would be useful. We had a little bit more info, but I just don't have it. So I apologize for that. Okay. It has blizzard warnings up in West Virginia, so that's just kind of strange. Like I said, the HMS Bounty, the ship, the HMS Bounty, the replica of the actual Bounty was foundered, and so the crew, mostly except for two people, got into the lifeboats, but two people are missing. So it's really bad. All right, let me do this. Because I want to tell you about something very special. And it's special because it's Eidler's Sleep Shop. And they got all the great beds and mattresses and the things with the needle in there. They actually do have nice beds, too, if you want to buy beds. They have them. They're like the headboards on them. Okay, and then, but here's the deal. They do the whole thing. They take it, they drop it off, they set it up, they take away your old bedding and all that stuff. And they got a special truck for all this kind of stuff. And then you can see Cody or Juniper. If it's a guy, call him Cody. If it's a woman, call her Juniper. And then they'll know I did my job. They have a 20-year limited warranty on Tempur-Pedic, and now Tempur-Pedic has this new Breeze and has a brand new style mattress that's really fantastic. If you're a hot sleeper, it stays cool. And don't forget also with Tempur-Pedic, no matter what style it is, model, make, and serial number, whatever it is, they have three different kinds. They have a soft version of it, they have a medium version of it, and they have a hard version of it. So you're going to find somewhere along the line, you'll find what you're looking for, no question about it. Plus, of course, they also have Sealy Optimum, which is also a foam type of mattress. They have Beauty Rest Posturepedic. They just got all the stuff right there. So it's just what's going on right there. All right. And also, the Tempur-Pedic's recommended by Good Housekeeping and Arthritis Foundation, Consumers Digest, Best Buy. They also have some very nice Egyptian cotton sheet and pillowcase sets. And you say, yeah. Luckily, Nancy and I, one time, invested in some really nice cotton sheets. What a difference when they're really nice cotton sheets. I mean that sincerely. So, you know, you need right there at Eidler's, would you? They got appliances and stuff in the other store. Anyway, we're supposed to have a City of Sleep Center, which is at 189 Cross Street, with a shirt and cross meet in the corner. And so go and get your act together. Get your thing going on.
Schumer's Casino Resort proudly presents the Moscow Ballet's performance of Swan Lake. One of the world's best-loved classical ballets, live on stage Thursday, December 20th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at Club Schumer's or SchumersCasino.com. Celebrate the season during this very special event. The world-renowned Moscow Ballet performing Swan Lake, only at Schumer's Casino Resort.
How do I know if the noise is dangerous? As a general rule, noise may damage your hearing if, for
For instance, you have to shout over background noise to make yourself heard. The damage from too loud of noise makes your ears ring or causes you to have decreased or muffled hearing for several hours after exposure, or if the noise is painful to the ears. Cotton balls or tissue do not protect your hearing. Noise-induced hearing loss typically occurs slowly over a period of time and is painless. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Time now for your community calendar. It's Teacher Workday Camp Back to the Future on Friday, November 2nd from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Hawthorne Elementary School. Kids will be able to take a journey through the decades with youth services. For more information, call 781-7289. Get ready for the Holiday Craft Boutique at New Life Church on Friday and Saturday, November 9th and 10th. Happening all day. The admission is free, so come on out. Quality arts, jewelry, and gifts. Perfect for the holidays. For more information, call 687-1116. 21st Annual Walk for Life will be happening on Saturday, November 3rd from 9 to 1:30 at Santa Rosa Park. All funds raised stay in the community to help SLO County residents. To find out more about the HIV, AIDS, and Hepatitis C programs, call 781-3660. If you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralPost.com.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Here's a little survey. Funny. Right. This is, it's hard to imagine this is this old. 60 years of Mad Magazine. Can you believe that Mad Magazine is 60 years old? Are you sure? So it's too old. I think. What, do you worry? Because nothing's playing right now?
No. There's a new way to watch 60 Minutes on the iPad. See our stories anytime, anywhere. Available in the App Store now.
Thank you for that.
With his jug handle ears and what me worry grin, Alfred E. Newman, mascot of Mad Magazine, is America's perennial smart aleck.
The interesting thing about Alfred, he has no profile. Everything you ever see with Alfred is either dead on or at the back of his head. And he's always making eye contact with you.
He's a book, the Mona Lisa.
Yes. And this is our 400th cover, which is all the covers that we did prior to that.
John Ficarra is the editor-in-chief of Mad Magazine, which, believe it or not, turns 60 this year.
You want to do Bonnie Boo Boo?
Ficarra has been at the magazine for 32 years.
We are the guys that were sitting in the cafeteria making fun of everybody, shooting milk out of our nose and doing all those other things. We just get paid for it now. That's basically it.
Make fun of everything. That's pretty much the credo of Mad. From film spoofs of Jaws to those Twilight vampire movies to pot shots at politicians of all stripes. Here's President Richard Nixon and Vice President Spiro Agnew, famously dressed up like the con men from The Sting. Young readers weren't just getting a good laugh. They were learning to read between the punchlines.
The thing about Mad that's always been great, and it's all one thread through the years, is that to question authority. To realize that most people are lying to you, even if they don't mean to.
Mad readers knew that an ad for cigarettes was kind of a joke. A sick one.
Only a generous to expose pomposity and dumbness and hidden agendas. So we don't care who we're going after necessarily as long as they deserve it. This one was when Dane had his meltdown and he was running for president, Dane screamed.
A lot of it you'd call silly smart. The rest of it, well, silly stupid and pretty darn funny. Yes, that's George Washington cross-dressing the Delaware.
Mad was kind of very much, it made very sort of good fun of social wars of the time.
Graydon Carter, the publisher of Vanity Fair, was an early fan.
The one thing that Mad did, it wasn't just funny, but to young readers, it explained things. And it explained things in a very sophisticated way that your parents would never explain them in, that it was even hard to find a teenager willing to take the time to explain them to you.
And for a long time, Mad was the only game in town, but it soon inspired other class clowns to take up the funny business, from Graydon Carter's own Spy Magazine to The Onion, to America's most famous 10-year-old.
Excuse me, is this Mad Magazine?
No, it's Mademoiselle. We're buying our sign on the installment plan.
When I'm watching The Simpsons, I kind of feel like it's Mad animated.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect analogy. Clearly you can see roots from Mad into The Simpsons. In fact, you can sort of find Mad everywhere, but each generation takes Mad and I think reinterprets it. Has Billy Joel even knocked out his tooth?
Being parodied in Mad can be a badge of honor.
I think a lot of people feel that way. It's sort of like a stamp that you've arrived in pop culture.
Others haven't taken it so well. Any celebrities that were spoofed that just were outraged were really angry.
The only one that we really know was angry was Irving Berlin.
In 1964, legendary songwriter Irving Berlin was so upset with Mad for parodying his lyrics to the classic Blue Skies that he sued for copyright infringement. The courts found in favor of Mad, and the right to parody was upheld. A ruling for which legions of comics are grateful. Do you remember your first issue of Mad?
I do. I believe it was issue number 130, which came out in 1969.
Weird Al Yankovic says he owes his career making fun of pop standards to the influence of Mad.
Mad Magazine, I think, prepared me more for my current line of work than 4 years of college did. That's sort of ironic.
Sales aren't what they used to be, but not to worry. At Mad, they're still spoofing the latest movies, political hijinks, and current events. And even at 60, Mad remains as committed as ever to not acting its age.
Are you guys good at accepting credit for the influence that Mad has had? Or do you think we can't take ourselves too seriously?
More like a typhoid Mary, I think. Moved several generations of kids over the years. You know, we were the class clown that came and sneezed, and the generations have been sneezing ever since.
There you are. Mad Magazine, 60 years old. That made me feel older yet. As I heard the back at 1340 KYS, Talk to Steve. And I thank you for joining me today. Right now it's 1:42 and sunny and beautiful. And that's what our deal is. It started to cool down just a little bit each day, and so we'll see where we end up. Let me see where we are cooling up. Okay. Let me tell you some of the things that are going on. There's a zombie attack, General. Sorry. I find that amazing. I find that absolutely absurd. Who authorized that? I want to know what general or admiral or whatever. Probably this guy was in the Gulf. Oh, his idea. All right. Now, here was a raid right here. Just in time for Halloween, New York police say a drug raid in Buffalo turned up 640 marijuana lollipops that have been obtained in California where medical marijuana is legal. Not really. It's not really legal here. It's just we're trying to get it to be legal, but we're having a hard time. These were jolly lolly suckers that leaf marijuana and cocaine and 13,000 cash all in one thing. So I'm sure that wasn't legal. Okay. Employee at a Northwest Indian library found a gun inside a hollowed-out book donated to the branch. Yeah. Hey, you see my gun? Nice. Gave some stuff to the library. Dang. Well, here's interesting news right here. Satellite images of the aftermath of an explosion at a Sudanese weapons factory this past week suggest the site was hit in an airstrike, according to Mandu Group. And here's, this is a day late in the dollar short. I should have combined this with the other story. The Vatican said Saturday it never would have given Jimmy Savile his papal knighthood in this note of allegation the British TV star was a child sex predator. And maybe not. And then a leader of Al-Qaeda has urged Muslims to kidnap Westerners to exchange for imprisoned jihadists. So that answer's going to go on there. Nah, that's really good. All right. And the worst violence in nearly 2 months strikes Iraq. They had a terrible thing in Afghanistan. They had a really bad explosion at a church. I believe it was at a mosque. So anyway, just bad. We have bad news followed by more bad news in certain places of our world right now. And we just can't seem to get away from it. We'd like to. I'd like to get away from it, but apparently not. All right. Can I get an update on this crazy hurricane, would you? The road wave got a camera. It didn't kill me. It just did. Pounded over a cameraman that was taken off guard by a road wave, according to Ocean Beach, New Jersey. Bob Cuddy wrote an interesting column today, "Scoring Our Ability for President." He was referring, of course, to the room.
assassinates. Tracy arrested his attacker assault and attacked him to the hospital assault, and this is a guy that attacked another patient. And then this was an interesting article by and see this is the generals and admirals come up with these things. So here was John Lindsay, who's doing the Weather Watch thing, and he said his first long cruise in the Navy in the early 1980s would left Charleston, South Carolina, in a Knox class frigate and headed eastward across the Atlantic Ocean toward the Mediterranean Sea. As he sailed across the Atlantic, the ship moved through one time zone after another. Each new time zone, the ship's clock was forwarded 1 hour at 2 a.m., and the crew lost an hour of sleep. So we thought, oh, okay, on the way back, we'll get an hour of sleep back every time we cross the time zone. But that's not how they did it. They moved it back at noon, so you had to work an extra hour. one of the brighter ones came up with that. Okay. So there's always this issue about, you know, we're really saving energy by having daylight saving time. And I know, it's like a habit we can't seem to break because really it's a problem. They used to say, well, no, it had to do with agriculture. And they said, well, no, it has to do with saving energy. And it was all, you know, Ben Franklin's idea. He was the first president. Ben Franklin was the first, weatherman. It was really what he was. All right, so thanks, Ben. The city of Irvine is considering selling off more than 1,000 acres of land that has been destined for a signature park to rival the likes of New York City's Central Park. They've spent $2 or $3 million developing the shuttered acre former military base in the Orange County Creek Park, where 200 acres of the park has been built. But anyway, they're talking about it's a big, huge park. It could be bigger than. Go to Google Earth and type in Manhattan and look at the size of Central Park in New York. It's huge. It's just huge. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here's a news story that I can play you that things are getting worse and more people in New Jersey are without power. So it's really good news. So I'll bring this story up for you. Any luck?
Every Sunday across America, something special happens.
What?
You spend your morning with a familiar event.
Oh, is it a CBS?
And another familiar place. But his desk appears, and you hear one more familiar sound. Sundays in America, only on CBS.
We want to go back now to Jeff Glore in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And Jeff, the storm is not expected to make landfall for hours, but the conditions there look like they're getting very bad.
Yeah, it's a mess already, Nora, no question about it. We just took a quick drive around Atlantic City, the parts we could get to at least. There are some streets here that remain above water, some clearly under it at this point. And that is going to get worse. We're told that right now 18,000 people are without power in New Jersey. That also will get worse. And keep in mind, landfall is going to happen at the same time high tide does later this evening. We'll be watching.
Let me watch and see what happens right here. Okay, let's see. I'm asking for
Bardelli. He's at our Miami station, CBS 4, and he's got new information. Jeff, I heard you last hour say an historic storm that will live up to the hype. That certainly seems to be the case.
Yeah, we are not hyping this system. In fact, if anything, it is getting stronger, and it's still purely a tropical system at its core, and that's something we did not expect. Hurricane Hunter's out there. It has now been upgraded to a 90-mile-an-hour storm from an 85-mile-an-hour storm earlier today. Last night, it was 75 miles an hour, so it's getting stronger and stronger as it moves over the very warm water. Pressure is now down to 943 millibars. Located about 250 miles to the south-southeast of New York City, it's moving to the west-northwest at 18 miles an hour or so. It's expected to make landfall at really the worst possible time, which is early this evening.
Your biggest concern, Jeff, at this hour is?
My biggest concern is the storm surge potential with this, and obviously the strong winds near the core. But again, with this making landfall, it really is a worst-case scenario happening in the early evening, because it's coinciding with high tide at around 8 or 9 p.m. in New York Harbor, and also a full moon. soon. So everything is coming together. Really couldn't be worse timing than we have here. And all that water is going to be forced with the counterclockwise flow into the nooks, the crannies, the back bays. We're expecting a lot of flooding in places like Long Island Sound, Raritan Bay, and into New York Harbor as well. Again, the timing on this could not be worse. We are not hiding the storm. It's going to live up to its potential and then some.
Scary news, Jeff Garavelli. Thank you.
All right, now let me do one last story here for you, because I'll get an update on this. But this is, because it's also bad, right? Because you're going to have blizzards. You're going to have blizzards in other parts of the country from the same storm. And they're talking about West Virginia having just a humongous amount of snow. And so we'll get that story here up for a second. It's going on. Wow. Here's a story in the business section of this newspaper. Like, this explains it all. Gas Island, California. So it's explaining, while states are losing money during price surge, refineries are raking in. Here's why. Because they know we have to have it. They can charge whatever the heck they want to for it. It's disgusting and pathetic, is what it comes down to. So there's not really much we can do about it. So that's the problem. We've got this special secret sauce. Are you just going to show me snow? So, okay, well, as we fade into the distance on that one, because they're showing me snow. I know what it looks like. I didn't have to be shown snow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Well, and let me thank you again, if I can.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Let me give you my phone number. When you worry, call me.
That's it for today. That's a wrap. We're going to get together again tomorrow at noon. I'm going to thank you for joining me today. So I know your trails be happy ones, and don't leave everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Dedica.
Happy birthday.